they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home, down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home. Down home. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back. Falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home, way down home, down home, down home, way down home.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More names put forward to be members of the new Donald Trump administration, including
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been tapped for Homeland Security Secretary. She was on the shortlist to be Trump's running mate, but her star dimmed after she wrote in her memoir that she once shot and killed her family's dog. She also had to correct an error in the memoir where she claimed to have met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, Fox News host Pete Hegseth is to be Secretary of Defense. He has urged the president elect to clean house at the Pentagon. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. It's unclear how that department will be created or funded. At least 11 employees were taken to hospitals in Louisville, Kentucky last night after the partial collapse at a company that makes food colorings and dyes. The FAA has now prohibited U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at three planes at the Port-au-Prince Airport, a Spirit Airlines flight hit by bullets. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com.
Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. December up 10 to 19.05, January up 11 to 19.05, February steady at 19.09, March milk down 4 at 19.07. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down a quarter to 168.5, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 171.75, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.75 to 259.75, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140, no trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 62.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day. Strength in some of the outside markets. Additional fundamental support with higher boxed beef prices and continued strong demand in the countryside for feeder cattle, all supporting the cattle markets. Hog markets mostly higher on the day, even though pork cutout values were slightly lower, but there was strength in outside markets, and that supported the hogs. December live cattle up 70 cents to 184.40. November feeder cattle up 67 cents to 246.82. December hogs up 57 cents to 82.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower as positive weather to help with wrapping up harvest and also field work here in the U.S. and also to advance planting in South America pressured corn and beans, strengthened the dollar and lower Mativ wheat prices pressured the wheat market. December corn down 1.5 to 428.5. New crop 25 down 3 to 442.75. November beans down 8.25 to 1003.5. New crop 25 down 13.25 to 1031.75. December wheat down 13.25 to 552.25. March down 13.5 to 567. Minneapolis wheat December down 12.25 to 579.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 369, December 374, January 375. New crop 25, 383. Cash beans 926, December 931, January 936. New crop 25, 942. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 378.5, December 383.5, January 392.25, and February 395.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 389, December 393, January 4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 378, cash beans 930, January 935. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 383, new crop 25, 393, cash beans 925, new crop 25, 942. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 388, April 427, May 429, new crop 25, 404, cash beans 969, April 1001, May 1004, new crop 25, 973. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 376, January 379, cash beans 928, January 938. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 143 to 172, market cows 83 to 121, bulls 130 to 160, calves 450 to 990, beef steers 162 to 340, Holstein steers 110 to 280. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 280 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 250. 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 174 to 182, finished beef heifers 174 to 182, finished dairy steers 165 to 174.50, market cows 97 to 116, market bulls 130 to 146.50. That is the check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers by late this afternoon. Our high 46. It will be breezy this morning, but the wind will die down to around 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, rain ending 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 50 on Friday, partly cloudy 54. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I dream it was stupid. I think I've been hit by a few, baby. No one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't. I want bells to ring, a choir to sing, the white dress, the guests, the cake, the car, the whole darn thing, but no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret now. We'll have a little.
quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. Existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Tommy's selling used cars. Nancy's fixing hair. Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park. Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford. Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle. Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Statler Brothers in Class of 57, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s across the region. Expecting some rain today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Gary Crawford in with some results of agriculture exports in the last fiscal year. We'll have more with Gary on that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Going deep underground to discover potash. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Potash is an important fertilizer for farmers around the world. Ever wonder where it comes from? A group of farm broadcasters recently took a trip to Nutrien Ag's Allan Potash Mine in Saskatchewan, Canada. They climbed into an elevator that dropped a mile below the Earth's surface. Then, broadcasters hopped onto buggies that traveled underground trails for up to 1.5 hours to reach their destinations. Les Freilich, general manager of the potash mine, talks about the scale.
The sheer scale and what it takes to actually get potash ore out of the ground and turn it into a fertilizer. There's just so many moving parts. The ore body is a kilometer down. We're mining the ore, shipping it to surface. We crush it and slurry it, separate the salt crystals from the potash crystals, remove the clay. Then we dry and size the potash and then ship it out by rail. There's so many moving parts to actually make usable fertilizer, and we do it safely.
That deep into the earth, the temperature is a constant 81 degrees. It was a unique chance to watch machines bore away at rock that had never seen the light of day or been touched by human hands. Freilich says the mine has a huge impact on the world's supply of potash.
Potash consumption globally is around 70 million tons. We can produce 3 million tons per year just out of Allan. Nutrien, the potash business unit, has the capacity. capacity to produce around 15 million tons per year. And then there's also Mosaic in the province here. So I think Saskatchewan alone represents roughly 20% of the world's potash supply.
He says plans are in place to increase future production levels.
Continuing to improve our safety culture and our safety performance and continue to steady produce at that eventually a 3.7 million ton per year run rate. That would maximize our hoisting capacity.
That's Les Frelick of the Allen Potash Mine in Saskatchewan. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jacob.
With 24 monthly bill credits, four eligible trade-ins, and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers by late this afternoon. Our high 46. It will be breezy this morning, but the wind will die down to around 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, rain ending 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 50 on Friday, partly cloudy 54. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Cycle.
The world's turned its cold back on me, but I'm about to swear I ain't got a friend left to my name. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over to a place where the sun shines day and night, and where I know I'll hear you say, come on in, baby, take your coat off. Come on in,
baby, take your load off.
Come on in,
baby, sick the blues off.
I'm gonna love that frown away. Come on in,
baby, put a smile on.
Come on in,
baby, tell me what's wrong.
Come on in,
the blues will be long gone.
I'm gonna love you hurting away. When I feel alone tonight, coming on, everything I did all day went wrong. There's a black cloud following me around, and I just can't get away. Instead of sinking a little lower, I start making tracks on over to a place where the sun shines day and night, and I know I'll hear you say, come on in, baby, take your coat off.
Come on in, baby, take a load off.
Come on in,
baby, sick the blues off.
I'm gonna love that.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Oak Ridge Boys, come on in here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s across the region, rain on the way later today, and we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Well, do you have a unique idea for modern dairy production? Maybe you want to have a youth education program that needs some support? A project to improve water quality or soil health in your area? Well, the Dairy Foundation is now accepting applications for grants for up to $10,000. The application deadline is December 1st, and the applications are designed for nonprofits and organizations developing new programs to build the skills of students or dairy producers or increase public trust in the people and products of the dairy industry. All are encouraged to apply. Now, for more information, just visit the Dairy Foundation's website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters to keep your machinery running like new. Last week, Missouri farmer and reality TV show host Steve McBee pled guilty to a multi-million dollar crop insurance fraud scheme that stretched from 2018 through 2020. He and his family are the subject of The McBee Dynasty, a show on the Peacock streaming service. I'll have the details after this. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Nowadays, it seems like nearly anyone can make a TV show with a little more than an iPhone and an internet connection. That has allowed a whole new generation of people to show what life is like on the farm. For some, the added exposure can lead to more farm sales or farm visits, but for others, it can lead to notoriety. Stephen A. McBee, a 52-year-old farmer from Gallatin, Missouri, and the star of the reality TV series The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, streaming on Peacock, has pled guilty to federal crop insurance fraud. Authorities say between 2018 and 2020, McBee engaged in fraudulent activities that resulted in an economic loss of over $4 million to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They say he submitted false reports to insurance companies, significantly underreporting his corn and soybean yields. For instance, in 2018, while his farming operation sold more than 1.2 million bushels of corn and nearly 416,000 bushels of soybeans, his crop insurance record reported only 340,000 bushels of corn and 190,000 bushels of soybeans. As a result of these false reports, McBee received approximately $2.6 million in federal crop insurance benefits and over $500,000 in premium subsidies to which he was not entitled. Additionally, he provided false information regarding planting dates and crop sequences in other years to further obtain undeserved benefits. Under the federal statute, McBee faces a sentence of up to 30 years in federal prison without parole. He is also required to pay restitution as determined by the court and forfeit over $3 million to the government. A sentencing hearing will be scheduled following a pre-sentence investigation by the United States Probation Office. Regarding his reality TV series, The McBee Dynasty, there has been no official statement from Peacock or the show's new production team at Bravo about its future. Given the legal situation, the show's continuation remains uncertain. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
While Mr. McBee awaits his sentencing for crop insurance fraud, his case should be a reminder to everyone who works with federal agencies. Accuracy is vital, and honesty isn't just expected, folks. It's legally required. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson Filters by name with your trusted parts supplier. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Driving me mad, making me crazy for your love. Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Thought I had fallen forever in love the minute your red gingham dress hit the floor. But after I'd taken of all of your favors, the hungry inside of me cried out, there's more. Don't misunderstand me, it's not that you're lacking. The fact is your beauty's what dreams are made of. I do not have one thing against you, sweet lady. I just wish you were someone I love. And I don't have one thing against you. I just wish you were someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4 days suitable for field work statewide for the week ending November 10th, according to USDA. Corn for grain harvested was at 89%, remaining well ahead of last year and the five-year average. Moisture content for harvested corn was at 16%. 89% of the winter wheat crop has emerged, 1 day ahead of last year and 9 days ahead of average. Winter wheat condition was rated at 74% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points from the prior week. Engineering and social science professors at UW-Stout are helping to advance the next generation of agricultural support systems to ensure new technologies meet the needs of Wisconsin farmers. The project is called a human-centered collaborative approach to designing an energy-efficient wireless sensor network. And it includes several aspects: a ground wireless sensor network system, machinery for automation, livestock monitoring, and drone data collection. That's to help farmers make informed decisions based on real-time and historical data. The team is led by UW-Stout engineering professor Juan Zing, overseeing the overall system design, and also applied social sciences program director Tina Lee, and also includes other UW-Stout's engineering professors. U.S. food and agriculture sales to Mexico surged by 7% in the 2024 fiscal year, making the North American neighbor the number one ag export customer. That, according to Census Bureau data tracked by USDA. China fell to third place behind Canada in export purchases. Shipments to Mexico totaled $30 billion. That's an increase of $2 billion from 2023, with purchases that included a record 24.5 million metric tons of corn, 40% of all U.S. corn exports for the year. Canada bought $29 billion worth, and China $25.7 billion of American-grown food and ag products. Together, Mexico and Canada accounts for a third of U.S. food and ag exports at $173 billion for the year. And they were forecast to repeat as the top two markets in fiscal 2025, with China again in third place. Brazil has gained a larger share of the agriculture import market in China. And U.S. agriculture is bracing for a new trade war under President-elect Trump, but Reuters reports producers say they're better prepared this time than they were in 2016. China will remain a key market, according to Jason Hafmeister, USDA Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Services. Even in the last few years, we've recognized the potential for disruption in U.S.-China trade, so a lot of our efforts have gone to diversifying our markets. Trump's threatening new tariffs on Chinese imports. China will reciprocate. It's terribly naive of anyone to think that the election of Trump and the Republican Party will be positive for agriculture. That, according to Jay O'Neill, a grain industry consultant and former economist at Kansas State University. House Agriculture Chair Glenn Thompson is among those being considered for Agriculture Secretary. Politico reports the Pennsylvania Republican, who developed close ties to Trump during the president-elect's many campaign visits to the Keystone State, offers deep knowledge of agriculture policy. The Trump transition team will neither confirm nor deny the possibility of tapping Thompson. President-elect Trump will begin making decisions on who will serve in his second administration soon. The decisions will be announced when they're made, said spokesperson Caroline Levitt. Other names being mentioned are former Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney, Kip Thom, formerly U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Agency for Food and Agriculture, and former White House Agriculture Advisor Ray Starling. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers by late this afternoon. Our high 46. It will be breezy this morning, but the wind will die down to around 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, rain ending 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50 on Friday, partly cloudy, 54. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
In a big mud hole, I was all decked out, ready for church, had my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said Mama leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun. With the good die young. Ten years later, had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all oh, there ain't a sin that's gonna hold you, son. Good die young. Yeah.
good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul. But I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pick out the jazz, we'll have some fun. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Yeah, I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Johnny be good. If it's so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store. put a new lock on the cellar door.